Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Online Life Coach Show, where I make my listeners understand that everything they are going through is preparing them for what they asked for in life. I'm also trying to develop, promote, and encourage my listeners to have confidence in their decisions. No one else knows what's best for you besides yourself. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jacques Fouillon. I'm a social media influencer. Life threw me one hell of a curveball after a big accident we had, and it left me paralyzed. I got to the realization that I'm created to create content, to influence and guide audiences to enjoy every second of their lives. And that's on any medium possible. So, podcast, vlogs, blogs, normal tweets, Facebook, whatever, I'm trying to make a difference in life. I will get guidance to take a certain route on the journey again, if necessary and when the time is right. My life used to be hectic, and the accident forced me to slow down. And that brought me to a realization that my life needs to change. And that's exactly what happened. I've got a much bigger audience than before the accident. My site subscribers went up from about 25,000-30,000 to 60,000-65,000. And yeah, that's a blessing. That means I can get the message out there. Once again, everything that you are going through is preparing you for what you asked for in life. So this is my calling. I need to set the pace and assist others in life. I must just try to get other people to follow, influence them so that they can see, okay, we can do stuff. We can hook into a greater consciousness and we can let stuff happen in life. I'm not so big on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so I rather spend my time on my own website, which is jacquesfouillon.com. There's different topics about everyday life, and it's available through any search engine rather than limited to friends and followers on social media platforms. You can find me on social media platforms by using the handle Jacques Fouillon, or if you would like to send me a more personal private message, mail me on lifecoach@jacquesfouillon.com. Or if you use the Anchor app, by the way, if you don't have the app on your phone, download it. I've got a link on my site. And you can join in conversations by leaving a voice note. I'll use it in my next show. Or you can give some feedback on a specific subject or topic suggestion you would like me to discuss. Always great if there's a global consciousness working together on any project in life, even if it's a podcast. Today, I would like to discuss ways to access infinite intelligence. It's always been part of my life, but for the past couple of weeks, I really went all for infinite intelligence, and I must say that stuff started to change. Things are happening. I see signs. Something that has not been sorted out for a long time, all of a sudden the tools become available to sort something out. I just hope for infinite intelligence to guide me so that I can finish my novel, because I got a mail from the publisher in New York yesterday again. Jock, where's your book? It's time to publish your book. So it's like, infinite intelligence, please assist me with this. Take a look at the lives of the most successful people and you will find that what changed the entire course of their journey was a simple idea or inspiration. They saw somewhere, they read somewhere, they saw on social media, they watched a vlog, they listened to a podcast, whatever. It can happen for you in the next hour, or if you are passionate enough and mastered the technique, maybe the next minute, who knows? It's actually very exciting stuff, this, because if you have mastered a technique to access infinite intelligence, there's a guarantee that you will receive what you ask for. Some people think that these ideas are born within them and that they are extremely clever and they've got above average IQs. They are not mainstream, but they fail to see the bigger purpose due to the egocentric approach, and that's why it doesn't happen for them in the intervals that it should. If you've got someone who's in touch with infinite intelligence and you compare that person to one of these above average IQ people who thinks that everything is born within them, you will see the difference. There's a big difference when it comes to manifesting stuff and how far you get in life. What is infinite intelligence? I've got this whole intro to explain ways to access infinite intelligence, but I have to get to the point. It won't be correct if I call infinite intelligence God, because I have to take a diverse range of religions in consideration, and I'll avoid any label associated with my listeners' belief systems. You can also call infinite intelligence the collective consciousness, which might be a bit easier for some people to understand. If you can actually draw a picture in your mind of collective consciousness. We are all part of collective consciousness, like the water drops in the ocean. You see, that makes it so much easier to understand. This is a source from where you get the information that will help you to progress in whatever you want in life, whatever you want to manifest, whatever you want to expand in life. So the collective consciousness is the source you tap from. But receiving ideas from this unlimited source requires you to understand a few things, because you can't directly tap into this magnificent power. In order to do that, you will have to build a good rapport with your conscious mind and let your subconscious mind understand what it's all about. So here we go. Let's see how to do that. So far, I've been talking about the collective knowledge base, this unlimited source of creativity and information. So let's see how the creative process works and what's your role in it. The creative power is present within all of us, but it's not part of our consciousness. Instead, our consciousness is part of the stream. This is why it's also called the superconscious mind. Sometimes it's extremely difficult to explain the subconscious mind and the conscious mind and the collective consciousness and the infinite intelligence part, where you have to plug into like Avatar. So I came across this article, and this is a brilliant example, simple example. Suppose you have a source computer, and that's the infinite power with internet connected to 10 other computers, which are 10 other people in an office environment through a local area network connection, a LAN connection. Even though you have the internet or access to the creative power available on each computer, still the internet connection is not part of those 10 computers. Instead, these computers are part of the whole network. Does it make sense? well, hit the rewind button and just listen again. Not double tap like YouTube, 10 seconds back, rewind, I'm sure. I can't remember what the interface looks like on iTunes, but listen to it again. One more important thing that we must understand is that we cannot easily access this collective knowledge base, this whole library, you know, those libraries with all the floors and all the tables and the bookshelves, and you know, you can actually smell knowledge, you can smell, okay, shit, this is clever people. We cannot easily access this collective knowledge base because our conscious mind is not directly connected to this power. Our subconscious mind is able to download the information from the source, and then you should be able to bring it into your conscious mind, so it's taking a step down into your awareness. Here's how the creative process works. First, you desire something. With the proper tools, you impress that idea into your subconscious mind. Now your subconscious mind taps into the unlimited database, the library, the smell of books, the universe. And the universe receives the needed information. Once you have it in your subconscious mind, it either comes to your conscious mind or your conscious awareness like a sudden realization, or it will become part of an article you read. It will be a newsflash. It will be something you hear over the radio. You will become aware of something. And that's awesome how infinite intelligence works and how it gives us the message of, okay, listen, Jacques, this is it. Give attention to this. So once you have it in your subconscious mind, it either comes to your conscious mind like a sudden realization, or you will have to deliberately work to bring it into your awareness using certain techniques. So I'm not very fond of certain techniques, or not certain techniques, techniques, because it sounds like work. But if you take a technique and you make it part of your day, part of your life, part of your hours that you are awake, it's not work. After the light bulb moment, or after you mastered the technique to get stuff from your subconscious mind into your conscious mind and become aware of it, and if you trust the universe or infinite intelligence and act on the idea, you will be amazed by the results. But thousands of people fail at this particular step. And why is that? Because they fear to take action, because it's outside their comfort zone. I'm the same. I don't want to do something that's a little bit outside my comfort zone, and it's necessary that we do that. We are all constrained by our beliefs, so when we see things from our limited perspectives, often what is intended by the collective consciousness as the blueprint of our success appears as just another thing to us. Something that we just say, okay, that's cool, that's nice, but I'll pass. And that's the wrong way to react. I react that way. And it's time to change. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I'm getting the message out there, so that I can listen to my own podcast and say, okay, this guy's not talking shit. He knows what he's talking about. You must understand that when you use these techniques to tap into the source, you will be getting ideas And even though you may not be sure if it initially is ideas from the source, actions is essential to see if it works or not. Gradually, you will get better and better by recognizing the voice of your inner guidance. And that's something that says, okay, have a look at this. Why don't you do it this way around? Because the way that you've done it doesn't give you the perfect results or the results that you actually want. Try it this way around. I'm usually the one that say, no, I'm not changing my ways. So I think it's time to give in. Everybody, I think it's time to give in and recognize the voice and go for it. As a matter of fact, we all have complete 24/7 access to the collective consciousness, and our subconscious mind is always receiving the solution to our problems. It's like a computer you leave on the whole evening. It's not like the olden days where you had to dial up and disconnect because you are paying for every second that you are on the internet. You leave your computer on, you leave your telephone on, it does its thing on the internet. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you see, okay, but my keypad changed. You know, your telephone keypad 0123456789, it looks different. That's what happens. So your subconscious mind always receives the solution to your problems. And what we should aim to do is to bring this information to our conscious awareness. Here's some techniques to do that. Meditation. It's the thing of the 21st century. Everybody meditates. I don't know, some people do something and they call it meditation, but it's cool. If you believe you are meditating, go for it. Okay, the major cause of our inability to hear our inner guidance is due to the voices inside our heads. It's usually the no, don't do it. No, don't do it. The restlessness of our mind caused by the unwanted thoughts block our intuition, and if we could silence those thoughts somehow, it will become easy for us to bring the message received by our subconscious mind from the universal mind to our conscious awareness. Meditation helps you to calm down and thus slows down the rate of thoughts. As a result, you will be able to receive the inspirations. You'll be able to receive those messages. Just fine-tune yourself. The idea is to just be and cut yourself off from the world out there. I know it's very difficult. I sit with the same problem because we've got businesses, people's got jobs, and they need their phone switched on 24/7. They've got responsibilities towards pets and partners. So makes it difficult, but take the time and meditate, else you won't receive the messages. The second technique is mindfulness exercises. Mindfulness exercises increase your present moment awareness, and that means you will be able to detach yourself from your thoughts more frequently. I do that when I'm driving. I can detach myself completely from my environment, even though I'm concentrating and I stay on the road. I can detach myself, and you guys know what I'm talking about. As we have discussed, when you lessen the rate at which your thought come to your mind, you open yourself to receive the insights that lead you to success. You open yourself for the messages to penetrate your conscious mind. That's all you want. Here's one of the best exercises, and that's creative visualization. it's a great tool for communicating your desires to the divine, to the universe, whatever you might call your source. But what most people don't know is that this technique can also be used for two-way communication. You can actually get signs if you use this technique. Free flow visualization, like I read someone call it, is when you start to let go your control and allow the imagination to take its own shape gradually. Isn't that amazing? So allow the imagination to take its own shape gradually. I love it. I get excited when I read stuff like this. But what happens is that when you give up the control of your imagined scenario, your subconscious mind starts to write the story, and in doing so, it often shows you the action plan. So that's just another cool way of asking for a sign, is to put it out there and leave it. That's what I understand, and that's the technique I use in my life to manifest stuff, is to use the visualization technique, and I put it out there and I leave it. I basically forget about it. And that's when stuff happens. Another technique is self-hypnosis. I suggest that you do a search on iTunes or on YouTube for spa meditation music. Normal meditation music is a bit heavy for me, whereas spa meditation music is a lighter kind of music. So it's like the difference between classical music, the chamber music, and then you get the baroque music. I rather go for chamber music. Same thing. Here's a simple way how I do my self-hypnosis. I always see a building in front of me and an entrance with a staircase down, because you go into your subconscious mind, which is deeper than your conscious mind. Visualize 10 steps in front of you and walk down the staircase, but count each stair and imagine each number on the stair, and feel yourself getting deeper and deeper into a trance-like state. When you get to the bottom of the stairs, you must be completely focused on what's in front of you. It can be anything that's in front of you. Imagine a room called My Inner World, which is like a library which contains all your memories, and open that door and walk down a hallway and find the room where the mail is delivered. Go into this room and search for an envelope that contains the information that you need. The envelope will be labeled with the information that you need. When you find it, sit in a chair and read it. This could be your next action step. Do whatever you want to do with the information that you read. But believe me, it will be the correct answer. This is the next step you have to take on your journey in your life. Now it's time to walk back to the staircase on your way out and stand in front of the staircase, and as you look up, you see the light. Each step is numbered again from step number one, step number two, step number three, and climb those stairs. And that will bring you to your fully conscious state. It's quite some people might think it's weird, but just do it. Lay on your bed, sit in your most comfortable chair with your meditation music on and do this. You can do whatever you want to do inside this this building on the whatever you see when you reach the last step. There's also another side of this, or another, what do I call it? Another side of this technique which can solve anger problems. But I will discuss that hypnosis technique on one of my next podcasts. So enjoy this. If you are new to things like meditation or self-hypnosis, then I would recommend you download a guided meditation from iTunes, from YouTube. Just don't watch the YouTube video while you are meditating. Just listen to it. And this will be great to develop a technique for yourself that works, and do that every time when you want to tap into collective consciousness to receive your answers. One of the main reasons why we are not able to get inspiration is due to the limiting beliefs present in our subconscious minds. Okay, everyone, that's the end of the Infinite Intelligence episode. I hope that you can take something, even if it's just one line, even if it's just one technique, and tap into the source and get answers, solve your problems, and work towards the life that you deserve. I'll have a chat to everyone tomorrow again. Let me finish off this day. It's 10 minutes to midnight. Okay, everyone. Till tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.